from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
It'll be a 1-1 to Judge. The pitch swung on and hit. Deep center field. Trout on the run. Aaron Judge, number 50.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
LGM, LGM, LGM.
LGYM, let's go Yankee Mets. Yanks fans for Metsies, the Make It Happen Mets, my favorite Met. Make sure you touch the plate, big dog. I know it's been a while, Francisco Alvarez. Make sure you touch home plate, homie. I was just talking to Marco Belletti about it. Like, he almost missed home plate. He started celebrating as soon as the ball was in the air. His first home run since July 26th, a walk-off winner. The Mets have 8 walk-offs this year. It's a special year. It's a special year. Yankee fans can appreciate the help. We certainly can appreciate the help. Taking your calls on the Mets win, taking your calls on Clay Holmes, Yankee fans and Mets fans on the line. Let's go to Tony in Middletown. Tony, you're on the Fan.
Hey, good evening, Keith. Let me just say I've been listening to you for a long time. You're a good guy. You're a humble guy. And you got a break, and you deserve it. And I love listening to you because you really love what you do.
Thank you, sir. And appreciate it.
As a baseball fan, I'm 74 years old. I've been a Yankee fan since the Dodgers moved away. But I can tell you this. They got a horrible lineup. They don't put the bat on the ball. And I don't see how anybody could think this team gets past even a first round of playoffs.
No, they very easily could be knocked out in the first round. That's why I don't want them to play the first round. I want them to get the number one seed, get a bye, because this could end in a wild card round. That'd be terrible.
You know what, Keith? Here's the thing I don't understand. I think the Yankee organization has got to be one of the dumbest bunch of people. Steinbrenner said he hired a firm to analyze the organization. Whatever happened to the results of that?
It never came to that's what I'm saying. They said that's a report we got at the end of the year. It was so bad, right? 82-80. The fans deserve better. We're going to get to the bottom of this. We're going to hire an outside firm, a third party, to come in and run an audit on us, top to bottom. Everything we do, from scouting, minor leagues, how we develop our players, hitting wise, pitching wise, at the pro level. I mean, they did some cool things. Like, from what I know, they changed the locker room, the clubhouse. Great experience for those guys. They took the white strips off the lettering of the road grays. Cool. They let these guys wear seafoam green gloves and accents. Cool. But we're still getting shut out. We're still blowing games. We still, like you said, have a lineup where guys cannot manufacture runs. And they still lead the league in different lineup combinations.
Look, I mean, obviously you got Judge and Soto. Okay. Once you get past those two, who delivers after that? I mean, it's just incredible. I would close my eyes and take even Oakland's lineup as a better lineup than the Yankees.
I mean, they had some guys. I was watching J.J. Bleday. Langoliers, yeah. Shea Stadium Langoliers, Miguel Andujar, former Yankee, Daz Cameron. They had some guys. But no, you're 100% right, Tony. Thanks for the compliments, and thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. You know, the thing is, right, you can be pretty dumb if you think too much. You know, you can make some dumb decisions by overthinking. There's a phrase, you want to make the wrong decision? Get everybody's opinion on it. Maybe they have too many opinions. Maybe too many people helicoptering in with opinions and thoughts and ideas. I just get this feeling that everything is collaborative. And when you get too many yes men in the room and it's collaborative like that, you end up making a decision like, no, Clay Holmes is our closer. Yeah, he's our closer, right? Well, he's got to be our closer. He was an all-star 2 years in a row, or 2 out of 3 years. Yeah, he was pretty good in the beginning of the year. Yeah, we already changed the lights in his entrance song. Clay Holmes is the closer. Yup, Clay Holmes is the closer. That's right. Out on Long Island, Sean, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on, Keith? I want to talk about the Cashman trade, but first I want to just say I'm going to the stadium Thursday. I'm taking my four-year-old, her first game in a wife, and please, I don't want Clay Holmes coming in and blowing a game. They don't need to see that. That's first. And second of all, Cash got played this year when you think about the trades, because we gave, what's the guy, Drew Thorpe, we gave to San Diego, right? And we wanted Dylan Cease, and then they gave Drew Thorpe away and got Dylan Cease, who we wanted. And then the Trey Sweeney, we traded Trey Sweeney to the Dodgers for a pitcher that we don't have no more. And then they turned around and gave Trey Sweeney up for Jack Flaherty, who we wanted. Mm-hmm. And then he got De Los Santos, and he's not even on the team no more. So Cash did a terrible job this year. I mean, the only two no-brainer trades was
You paying Soto. Attention. You paying a lot of attention, and I'm right there with you.
Soto and Jazz was no-brainers, but other than that, this was one of his worst years.
Hey, good call, and enjoy the stadium this week, bro. I mean, even further than that, I said just before that, A.J. Preller, like, yeah, here's Eniel De Los Santos. We need room. We went to get Tanner Scott, who you should have got. Even before that, Luis Arraez is available. Damn. All that talking you did with Miami over the years, when Kim Ng was over there, a guy that hits for average that can play second base, and look at who you run out at second base over and over and over and over again. But yeah, don't worry about it, Glaby. If I know Gleyber Torres, you don't. I remember Judge said that. If I know Gleyber Torres, this won't happen again. It'll happen. It'll probably happen in the postseason where we can't afford it to happen. 888-808-1019. Why are we talking about the Yankees? Let me get to the Mets fans calling about the Mets win. Oh, my glob. Chris in Manhattan. You're on the Fan.
You know it, Keith. As a Mets fan to a Yankee fan, you're welcome, my friend.
Yanks fans for Metsies.
Tonight you are, and maybe for the next couple days, right?
Yeah, I'm about to jump on a live Rico Bronya during the break. I know Evan's firing it up right now.
I love you for that. Awesome. I can't wait, man. Listen, this is a really huge win for a lot of reasons. First off, I don't know if anyone needed that home run more than Alvarez. So happy to see him bring that game home. J.D. Martinez with the bomb. And Buto and Diaz looked amazing. I'm not surprised about Buto, but there was a lot of good stuff that happened in this game, even though they didn't hit great through the whole game, but they took that first game. They needed it big time. I'm just so happy, man.
Yeah, that's a good one. That game gave me some postseason-type vibes, right? That's a good team. These are two teams that are playoff teams, and, I mean, they run Trevor Rogers out there, who they traded for. The Mets go up. They battle back. Obviously, a couple mistakes here from David Peterson, who's been solid overall, but they fight. They bail him out with a walk-off win. And like you said, the bullpen holds. You get your two best bullpen guys out there game one. If you want to sweep, you got to win game one. You get it done. And yes, the guy behind the plate, the youngest guy that leads the team, Francisco Alvarez, needed that home run badly since July 26th. He hadn't homered. He might have been doubting himself a little bit. That might give this guy the confidence to power him through the rest of the season. And if he gets right, if he gets back to hitting bombs, that's going to help a ton.
Yeah, and we need Martinez, too, to get a resurgence.
JD
I know he's
well.
An older player.
Yes.
We need him big time.
That's another thing. The home runs in the postseason, home runs win you ball games. There you go.
Thank you for saying that. People forget that. Exactly right. One mistake pick, one bomb at the right time turns the whole series around. Yeah. You know, it's interesting, like, watching the Mets last couple games, you know, obviously there was a lot of great starting pitching performances. We know what happened the other day with the walk. It was just nice to see the two relievers come out and not walk two guys in a row. So, you know, there's no secret to, like, how you win, right? I mean, baseball is
don't
baseball,
give
right?
them anything in that game.
Right, exactly.
In that game that they blew it against the Oakland A's, they tied their season high, 11 walks.
Insanity.
You can't give them that much for free.
Keith, why do you think this year, like, the bullpens across the board generally I know bullpens are volatile and you never know what the hell is going to happen, but this year is just nuts in the whole MLB. Like
nobody has a great bullpen, honestly. Like anybody can get got. I don't know. I chalk it up to a couple things. One, they're overthinking every single thing, every decision.
Yep.
There's so many calculations and decisions going on about, I don't know, how many innings a guy has thrown, not just like in a week, but in a year, how many pitches he's thrown in that outing, who's he about to face, and there's a lot of number crunching and button pushing to do that instead of just like, I don't know, letting some guys go. Let these guys go until they show you fatigue sometimes. I mean, that also can get you in trouble. And then the other thing with the bullpen, there's just so many of these like, in Major League Baseball now, so many of these journeyman bullpen arms that get picked up off waivers, trades, come up from the minors. There's so many of them now. You can't keep up with your own bullpen.
Yeah, no. It's like every team's got like 40 people in the bullpen during the course of the year. Yeah. But, you know, you're right. Paralysis by analysis sometimes. And you know,
like, I'm like, just even Saturday, I'm like, Tim Mesa? I'm like, we just got Tim Mesa. He's in there right now. I'm like, Tim Mesa that gave up the home run to the Judge hit just a couple years ago? I'm like, whatever. Come on down.
Right, like, it's like you're thinking of a game show when, you know, someone comes in and other people move down the sofa. But, like, yeah, you know it's nuts when the guy you just called up 4 hours ago is in the eighth inning of the game, right? You know something crazy.
The Yankees love to do that. Sign a guy, throw that guy. Like, he gets off the plane. As soon as he gets his jersey on, they got him warming up. Look at this. Like, they did that. Mark Leiter got traded for. He showed up in the fourth inning. He's in later that night. I just was talking about Michael Tompkins.
That was one of his
Tompkins.
Better performances.
I know. It was good. It was. I mean, he's got some Philly ties. He was right at home. Michael Tompkins, 2 a.m., he lands. They're like, yep, you're in. Yep, blow this game for us.
This is a crazy game, man. Listen, Keith, enjoy the rest of the season, man. Great to talk to you.
Oh. Yanks fans for Metsies. Dial 888-808-1019. We are united tonight. We are in this together. That was legitness. I love watching that. I was rooting for the Mets the whole time. I felt like a Mets fan. When they went up 3-0 and then gave it back, I'm like, is this what it's like to watch this orange and blue team on SNY do this? They cannot. Please do not go to extra innings. I do not want to see them play the Baltimore Orioles with a runner on second. These guys come to New York, you got to beat them. I know the Yankees struggled to do that. And of course, the team that I dubbed the Make It Happen Mets, the guy who I've been telling you all season is my favorite Met. He's got my back. TWTW. He had the will to win. He got that dog in him. Put it in the books. Peter is in.
Hi, Keith.
Peter
What's up?
There, Peter in Hop Hog, New York, on the Fan in New York. What's up, Pete?
Nothing. I'm listening to you on the phone. I'm waiting to get on the air. And I listened to the post-game show on WCBS, in which I'm a little upset tonight, Keith. I heard the bad news on Saturday on Rich Neer's show about CBS going off the air.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, CBS. I have a question.
Sure,
that's where I lead in my question is. I don't watch the games on TV because I don't like to watch the games on TV, and my wife doesn't like to watch baseball. So,
okay.
So after this happens Sunday night into Monday, after, can I say the cold letters? WCBS?
Yeah.
88?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't because it's Odyssey. You guys are Odyssey. Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm going to be upset. I don't know how to listen to the Met game anymore after CBS goes off.
No, you will be able to listen to the Met game on 880 for a long time. Thanks. Keep listening to that, Pete. Whoa, all right. I'm sorry. I was trying to get to like a... Brian is in Brooklyn. Brian, what's up, man? You're on the Fan.
Hey, listen. First off, first time, long time. Yankees fan here, but I've been to 3 Mets games this week, and... Listen, I don't know what we're doing at Yankee Stadium, but we got to turn the lights off, get the music up. The vibes at City Field are fantastic.
Oh, it's lit over there. It's state-of-the-art over there. Their sound, their light show, even the in-game stuff. I know I clowned the dance crew, but when I went to the Subway Series and I saw that they had dance crew people planted as ushers that they could go up to the 300 level, put the camera on them, and these guys are busting a move. I'm like, yo, this is fun.
It's so, like, listen, I'm a fan of Stan's and Billy's, but the in-game at Citi Field has been really fun this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
You've been watching. Listen, throughout the game, we're just like, there's no way Francisco gets this green light on 3-0, and he absolutely mashed it. It was fantastic.
You know, I didn't want to see them go to extras and lose. That's the eighth walk-off, and that was electric. As soon as that guy whipped the bat around, he looked to the crowd, looked to the dugout, started celebrating, and you could see fans' reactions in there, the lights flickering in there. Oh, my God.
No, it was amazing. It was, listen, I'm going to be at the Guardians game on Wednesday, you know, for the Yankees, so hopefully they could keep this stuff rolling. But the vibes tonight were super high at Citi Field.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the call, Brian. We need the Mets to continue to handle business because I don't trust the Yankees. I don't trust Clay, a.k.a. Pray Holmes, pray for Clay. I don't trust the lineup. I guarantee you we'll have a different lineup. Like, there's no way we could have the same lineup we had last night. Jason Dominguez is here today, gone today. So you have four different lineups in 4 days, and I don't know what to expect, man. I don't know what to expect. I'll tell you this. I don't know how many times I've seen the Yankees go on a road trip, come home to a sold-out stadium in the summer, a packed-out crowd, wild Yankee fans. We're in section 203, getting ready for the roll call, trying to turn the roll call up, and then it's like, boop, homer, lead off homer, like, give up, we're already down one, up, it's just taking the air out of the building, like, let's not have that. Like, the Guardians are coming through. The Guardians are coming through, and I think they got something to prove. Hopefully they don't still have a chip on their shoulder from the beers being thrown at them when we beat them 2 years ago. I think that they're a pretty decent team. They're going to come in, and the Yankees can take them lightly. I don't think they're going to take it lightly. You're going to get everybody's best shot. Be ready to play. Let's go to Howell, New Jersey, and talk to Ryan next. What's up, Ryan? You got it.
Yo, Keith, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm good, man. That Mets win was very entertaining. I'm trying to get our digital team to get our live reaction in here. It was me, Rami, and Gallo all reacting to that walk-off. It was pretty funny.
Oh, right on, right on. Listen, I'm a diehard Yankee fan, but I'm a guy that's always in the roof of the Mets as well, as long as they're not playing the X.
Because somebody in New York's got to win.
Hey, it's New York. Come on.
I'm here, bro. I've been here for the last 10 years. I'm waiting on a parade. I don't care who it is. NYCFC won, and they just showed up to City Hall and had a little turn. It wasn't no parade. It was barely a party. Like, we need an actual parade.
I'm rooting for somebody, man. I'm a sports fan. I got my favorites, but sports are fun. Let's bring it back to New York, right?
Yeah, I'm waiting on the Yankees to win a World Series, too. I slept on the last one when I was in college. Like, oh, they'll win two or three more in the next few years when I'm out of school. Wrong.
All right. Well, listen, I'm glad you just said that because it's a good segue into what I have to say. All right? So the Yankees, I mean, they're all in for the World Series this year. It's obvious, right? Like, that's their number one goal. They're not rebuilding the team. They're not bringing new talent up. They want to win a World Series this year. How many times are they going to march Clay Holmes out to close a game just to blow it?
No mas.
Because
no mas. They hit 10. 10 is the max. 10 blown saves. Max. No
it.
More. No mas.
Worse in the league, right? Worse in MLB right now?
He's leading the league. He's number one in blown saves.
I mean, listen, the Yankees, everyone's got something to say about their lineup. I think they're an amazing team, and I think they could probably have five more wins under their belt if they had a legitimate closer. Yeah, I mean, yes. That would put them well ahead of the Guardians.
They're 3-7 in the 10 blown saves that Clay Holmes has had, right? They've been able to, you know, in Philly, they were able to go steal that one. But, man, when you just think about how many games up they would be if they had a closer that, like, was just half. You know, I don't know. It just sucks because I don't know what it is. I know he's a nice guy. I don't know what metrics they have. I don't know what they see that they just are like, no, he's the closer. Like, let somebody else do it. Or the deadline has passed. Like you said, you think they're all in? I don't think they're all in. I disagree because the deadline wasn't that long ago, and you had an opportunity at the deadline to show us that you were all in by going to get a high-leverage reliever, going to get a guy that could potentially close, and they passed on that.
Respected, absolutely. I just don't know how many high-level closers there are at this point. I'd rather just see, you know, Marinaccio walk out in the ninth inning and throw three outs. I have more faith in that than I do Holmes at this point.
Yeah, and Marinaccio, they don't love him either. They send him up, they send him down. You know, I just hope that they have an internal meeting. I hope they had it today or maybe tomorrow morning where they're like, okay, here's the strategy from here on out. Let's put everything on the table. We can't be locked into Clay Holmes as the closer. Maybe find some lanes, some spots for him. Like I said, my number one Clay Holmes rule, if it's a one-run, two-run lead, Clay is off. There is no, nope, there is no Clay.
Sure.
You can, no.
Yep.
Three runs? All right, I feel a little bit safe about him getting those three outs before giving up three runs. But one or two run lead? Nope. That's not a lane for Clay Holmes. Fool me, can't fool me again.
I couldn't agree with you more. KM, thank you so much for taking my call. Listen to you to the AM.
I like that right there, Ryan. That was a good, you know, KM, I'm going to listen to you to the AM. And then Gallo's going to come in, and him and Rami are going to do their thing, and I'll be listening until I can fall asleep. 888-808-1019. Let's break it down here. I'm looking at a great photo right now. John Sterling is out and about. You know, John, and he's putting on the Ritz. He went to dinner with some former reporters. I see Brian Hoke in the picture. I'm sure they went to a nice establishment. And tomorrow, John Sterling will be on the call for the fourth and fifth inning. So look out, Emmanuel Babari. Look out, Justin Shackle, whoever's on. Ricky Ricardo. Craig Carton. Brendan Burke. The man is back to restore the feeling. I can't wait to hear it. I'm literally going to bring my AirPods into the stadium. And when the fourth and fifth inning come, wherever I'm in the stadium, I'll be listening to John call with Susan. You know what would be great for the New York Yankees? To ball out. Give them some excitement. Hit some home runs. Maybe we can get another vintage home run call. Another Soto photo. I don't know. Wishful thinking.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Start some trouble and call the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Right back at it on the fan. Still looking at reaction from Yankee fans, Mets fans, to Francisco Alvarez walking it off, swinging 3-0. And shout out to Gallo. Gallo's coming up next. Stay tuned for his show in less than 90 minutes. But, you know, Gallo's on the digital team. He also does shows here. He's a wild sports fan, New Yorker. The guy knows his stuff. And he's sick with it. Like, he knows the digital stuff, clips up videos, edits videos. He even like moderates the Twitch stream during the day. So, you know, we're in here during break and I'm chopping it up with him and Rami, and Rami's going to produce his show after. So we're watching the game. I'm talking to them and I'm like pouring my water into my Stanley cup, but I'm keeping an eye on the game. And I know Alvarez is up and I know it's the count, but like I look up and when I look up, I see his swing and you just see my face go, oh, and I think I held the O until that ball went out. And then I turned and looked to Rami and Gallo and dapped them up. So Gallo went and clipped that video and put it on WFAN Twitter and Instagram. And I wanted them to be in the video, but the other cameras in here weren't on, only the solo shot on me. So you just got to enjoy my instant reaction, my raw emotions to my favorite Met, Francisco Alvarez. You've heard me say that before. Walking off the game for the Make It Happen Mets. I dubbed them the Make It Happen Mets. And, you know, they're playing against the Baltimore Orioles. I remember going to Preakness. And after going to Preakness, if you guys are into, you know, Preakness horse racing, I don't know if you guys know what that is. You should. But after Preakness, I went to an Orioles game. Man, I went to Angels Orioles and rooted for the Angels the whole time to beat the Baltimore Orioles. It's just, you know, I think you should understand that. Eric is in Jersey. Eric, you're on the fan.
Yeah, 2 points, Keith. Big fan, man. I appreciate all your work. You do a great job.
Thanks.
Yeah, the Clay Holmes thing, I just think that's who they're going to bring in. I don't think they have anybody else. So I think they're going to continue to run him out.
We say they have a full roster of guys. They have guys in the minors. They have guys coming back from injury. Of course they have
Keith,
other guys.
Minors. Keith, they know their team better than we ever will, and I think they're going to keep running him out. The only guy I think they would have a better chance, and he's hurt, Loaizaga. Jonathan Loaizaga was their best option.
I know, he's long gone. He's been hurt for months.
He's long gone. He would have been the closer because I think he was the best reliever.
Yeah, or Michael King, who you had to trade for Juan Soto. Yeah.
Okay, so that's the first point. I think they're going to continue to run him out, and I think it's going to cost us, man. I really do, and it kind of pisses us.
That's why I'm saying this can change. If this radio station all day has been saying enough, 10 blown saves, how can you be committed to a guy that leads the league in blown saves when his job is to come in and save the game?
I agree. But, Keith, who are they going to bring in?
Bring in Jazz Chisholm to pitch. I don't care. I can't go with Clay after what I've seen.
I know. I agree. I'm telling you right now, I know. I could see Boone saying in a press conference after he blows another one, they're going to keep running him out.
No, if they let this happen in October, if Clay Holmes blows a save in October, I don't know what I'll do. I might pack up all my Yankee gear like I packed up all my Dallas Cowboys gear, put it in a garbage bag, and let it just sit in the closet or put it in storage. Because it'll be shameful. It would be a shame with the talent on this team, with the opportunity they have this year, with it being wide open, to blow games because you're committed to Clay Holmes.
I'm telling you, they're going to do it. I can see, because I've seen these stupid press conferences after each blown save, and they continue this Boone talk after a conference, and it makes no sense, and it's pissing off the fans. I can see him saying it. That's our guy. That's a guy. I know it's going to happen. I can see it already. I hope I'm wrong because I want to win a championship.
Then all we can do is pray. Pray Holmes. Pray for Clay. That's all we can do then.
That's the first thing. Second thing is I don't get you guys saying you guys are diehard Yankee fans and you're rooting for the Mets. I know they're playing the Orioles, man, but I can't root for the Mets, man.
The opponent of my enemy is my new favorite team. The opponent of my enemy is my best friend. My team's not playing tonight. I'm a full-on Mets fan. Let's go, Mets!
I just can't. It's like me. What are you, a Jets fan, right?
I'm a Yankee fan.
No, I'm saying Jets fan or like football. It's like me rooting for the Eagles. I just can't do it. I'm a diehard Giants fan. I just can't do it.
I root for whoever's playing against the Eagles no matter what. That's different. Thanks for the call, Eric. I don't think this is complicated, but if y'all can't comprehend, when I came in here, the Yankees were tied for first place. Francisco Alvarez parked that ball in center field. The Yankees are in sole possession of first place. I think it's pretty simple. Ed is in Oceanside. Ed, you're on the Fan.
Good evening. How you doing tonight?
Great. That game was excellent.
Yeah, we were there. I took the kids there. My two boys are 8 and 9 years old. We're driving home, and you said you had the open phone lines. They're dying. So we're driving around the neighborhood waiting for you to get us on, but thank you for taking us. A couple of things about the Mets. You know, I'm sitting there in the outfield talking to my brother, and I say, you know, we got a really good team. And he says, no, the pitching staff. And you really got to give it up to, you know, Jeremy Hefner and Carlos Mendoza. You got guys like Peterson. You got guys like Minaya. It seems like they got Seve figured out a little bit. I don't know how. Go ahead.
Sean Minaya as well. Sean Minaya, I know he didn't have his best outing, but he still gave you 7 innings. And before that, he pitched gems. They got to figure out Quintana a bit. But like what you've gotten out of David Peterson, you just got Severino's best outing in like 6 years. you got to tip your cap to guys. They're squeezing everything. They're getting all the juice out of this squeeze.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I was hesitant with the Mendoza signing in the offseason. You know, I wanted the splashy guy, you know, someone that had a little bit of pedigree. And you know, here we are, you know, you're talking about Yankee fans for Mets, and I'm saying we're taking the Yankees bench coach, and that's the guy. I really was just, I didn't like it at all, being, you know,
I laughed too. I laughed at the Severino signing. As Yankee fans, were like, what are you guys trying to do? Take our scraps? Leftovers? One man's trash is another man's? No, Mendoza's a solid manager. I had Oswaldo Cabrera on, and he talked about him. I know from watching him with the Latin players, like, how much they respect him, how much they respect his amount of, like, care. Like, he cares about players. Look at Severino. He walked out there and talked to Severino. Severino's like, give me another batter. He gave him another batter. Like, these guys love Mendoza. He's well-respected. And I think he has a chance to be a good manager for the Mets for a while.
Yeah, and the last thing about Mendy, what I really like about him, you know, the Mets have a bunch of really nice bench players. You know, they got not that McNeil's a bench player, but, you know, they got McNeil, they got Iglesias, they got Taylor, and Mendoza finds a way to get these guys in the lineup.
Yep.
Buck was very strict with the lineup. You know, you had the same guys hitting in the same spots. Mendy's very fluid. He's got guys hitting, you know, he bumps Vientos up to the two. He puts Alonso down to the five.
What I've said about it is they don't just sit by. I felt like Buck sat by. It's like, yep, we're going to keep running Daniel Vogel back out there. No, they don't sit by and let the car crash. They're sitting co-pilot and they're grabbing the wheel and they're changing things and they're doing things and they're giving, hey, take this exit. And they're giving directions. Hey, look out for your blind side. Like, they are steering the ship. Like, Mendoza will put Mark Vientos second. He'll put Tyrone Taylor second. They'll drop Pete Alonso in the order. They'll move Francisco Lindor to the leadoff spot. All to just get to the better result.
Yeah, and the final thing, we were at the game tonight. You know, only 26,000-27,000 in the stadium. But I got to tell you what, sitting in the outfield with my kids, having the chance to stretch out and enjoy ourselves.
Yeah.
The reliever for the Phillies, I will take an assist. I was in his ear when he was getting out there, and I said, guess what? We're going to walk this thing off on you. So chalk up a little percentage of that victory for Ed and the boys from Oceanside. You have a wonderful night.
Shout out to you and your sons for having a good night and picking a good night to go to Citi Field. No knocks on that. They played the Orioles, though. It was not the Phillies. And, yeah, you know, I talked earlier about how Craig Kimbrell was the Orioles' closer. And they went out to get Sir Anthony Dominguez. That's who you were obviously chirping. And he got got. LGM. Why am I rooting for the Mets as a diehard Yankee fan? I think because it just goes to show you as well as people think I like absolutely hate the Mets. A lot of that is wrestling, right? It's part of my wrestling character, right? You need a bad guy like me. You need somebody to come in here and troll the Mets. This is heavy Mets energy from the morning show, midday show, afternoon. You need a Yankee fan to come in and be like, ah, ha, ha, LOL Mets. But I don't hate the Mets. I give it up. I go to their ballpark. They've got good food, good lights, good sound, fun activities. It's a nice place. There's no way I'm watching a Mets game against the Baltimore Orioles. The Yankees are tied with the Baltimore Orioles for first place. There's only one team to root for. There's only one option. I don't hate the Mets like that. I don't have a disdain against the I told you I have a favorite player on the team. Francisco Alvarez, that's also why I'm hyped up. Because I've been rooting for that guy to get right, to get back. I mean, he got hurt this year and he got thrown off. But earlier in the year, I was saying, why can't he challenge Pete Alonso in hitting homers for the team? Why can't he have a 20-25 homer season? I mean, look at Vientos. It ended up being Vientos. Vientos is going to have a 25 homer year. I don't hate the Mets. I watch the Mets now. I listen to 880. You know, Pete from Hawpog, New York called. He was worried about, what am I going to do? What am I going to do when ESPN takes over 880? They're going to throw to the Mets coverage. You're still going to be able to hear the Mets games on 880. 888-808. 101.9. Let's switch it up a little bit. Mike is out in Brooklyn. What's up, Mike? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling in.
All right. I want to make 2 points. First one was about Clay Holmes. Second one about Daniel Jones. The first one about Clay Holmes, I know people want to blame him for not doing his job, but the people that are managing him, that are in charge, just like with any other company, they're not doing their job.
Yeah.
Somebody's not succeeding. You don't just keep on running
their
them out
jobs
there
are
running
safe.
Them out there.
They have no fear of losing their jobs, though. You see? Like, that's what I was talking about with Boone. People think Boone's gone after this year. Hell no. Boone's good. Like if my job was on the line and I kept putting a guy out there that didn't do it, I wouldn't do that. I would be too – I'd be afraid. I'd be scared. I'd be like, no, we can't rock with you. Like, you're not going to cost me.
Right.
You're not going to cost me my job.
Right. In any other company, that's the way it works. You don't do well. Your supervisor's got to make sure. Your manager's got to make sure that you're doing it. If not, put somebody else in to do the job and see how they do.
Yeah. But, the Yankees operate on their own rules. The Yankees are above everybody else. They don't need a City Connect uniform. You know what I'm saying? They're the 27-time champs. There's 29 teams. And the New York Yankees, they beat their own drum or march their own drum. It is what it is. We can't tell them anything.
I know, and they just frustrate the fan base. And the second thing is about Daniel Jones. I had a lot of people, complaining about how he was terrible at his preseason game. But I think that's the perfect time for him to throw the bad interceptions, yep. Good interceptions. Let him throw 20 interceptions during preseason. Let him knock all that rust off. You saw him run the football a little bit, looked pretty good. Knock all that rust off. Let him get everything done so that he, shows us if he can really earn that contract during the year.
Yep. Get into those situations in preseason, right, in your own end zone where you go through that rep because, that's a mental rep. That's a physical rep that's going to play later in the year. I even blame the play calling. I'm like, if you're backed up in your own end zone, why aren't you going forward first? Why are you having your quarterback do an action where you lose yards? So, of course, when the offensive line doesn't hold up, he's panicking. I would have taken the safety. There's two points.
I think he was worried a little bit about his knee a little bit as well.
You have to worry about his knee. He had ACL surgery. I was surprised that he was cleared for contact. I was on the fan saying, if you do the Kyler Murray math and the Daniel Jones math, how is he going to be cleared for training camp, for preseason? Like, it's a miracle that the guy has been ready, but that's a testament to him. He hit the weight room. He followed his rehab. He was motivated to be ready to go.
And when he ran the football, he looked pretty good when he ran it.
He's going to have to. That's part of his game. He's going to have to pick his spots where he's going to take off and protect himself. Slide, get down, run out of bounds. I remember screaming, can somebody teach Daniel Jones a stiff arm or some type of juke move? Just give somebody a little bit of like a jab step shoulder to shake him off you because he runs so straight up and down. I'm like, these dudes are going to – it's too easy in the NFL for these dudes to line you up.
You should do the Eli Manning slide.
No, a little better than that. He can do a little better than that. Thanks for the call, Mike. 888-808-1019. Yeah, Clay Holmes. So it's not just Clay Holmes' fault. And I don't want the whole night to seem like we're bagging on Clay Holmes. We're not. We were doing that a few months ago. Now, we're calling for it to end. So we're looking at the manager and general manager like, yo, enough. But their jobs are safe. So they can keep telling you he's our closer. He's pretty good. They can tell you all these things, good, 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 and ignore the bad. Miraculous. Insane. Let's go to Ruben in Belleville before we go to break. What's up, Ruben?
What's up, Keith? How are you?
I'm all right.
So I don't want to sound like C-Mac and be an apologist for Cash.
Yo, all right? Shout out to C-Mac. C-Mac's not on tonight.
Shout out to C-Mac. I love him. He's amazing. He's Yankee hot stove. Let's get it. Right? And you know what? I fall asleep to C-Mac. I like throw the fan on like I used to do with Steve Summers when I was 10 years old, and now he's my new summer.
We need a guy like C-Mac, too. C-Mac will tell you how great Brian Cashman is, and even Clay Holmes. He was a Clay Holmes apologist. I don't think he would have came on tonight. I didn't hear his show last night. Did he apologize for Clay Holmes out?
Gallo was on last night.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, C-Mac hasn't come on to say anything about that. I went right to bed, and I didn't go right to bed. I was tossing and turning.
Hear me out. We shouldn't be in these. Clay Holmes is the closer that we have based on the lineup we have. And when we get to the postseason, we could move some of our starters into the bullpen.
Yeah.
I.e. Louis Gill, right?
Yep.
And in Cashman's defense, we shouldn't be in 2-1-run games against Detroit. We shouldn't be in 1-1 games.
But in that game last night in particular, you're going up against the guy that's going to win the Cy Young.
Okay, but take away the other games, and then And then that one he blew against, that's an anomaly last night. We're in these games against...
Your closer can't come in after Stroman holds, after Canely holds, after Luke Weaver goes. He can't come in and follow suit and get
we
you
We shouldn't
three
have
outs.
Had two runs last night, Keith. With this lineup, we should have four runs every night.
We had one run off a wild pitch, so the lineup didn't even manufacture that.
You're proving my point. We should have four runs every night. This the pitching staff that we have is built around the fact that our lineup should be putting up four runs in the first, second inning every single night.
Not against
you
Scooby.
Know it.
Not against Scooby, though.
I agree with you. But Krubel is the Cy Young candidate. So let's just remove all the Cy Young candidates out of the games we played this year. And there's four of them. You know what I'm saying? Like
no, but I went through it, man. I went through that Orioles game, the Red Sox game, the Royals game, the Seattle game, even the Philly game that we end up winning where he came in and couldn't get it done. He blew it, but we end up winning in extras.
He's my fantasy reliever, so trust me.
Your fantasy team was probably rolling the first couple months of the season. Thanks for the call, bro. I don't know. You probably dropped him now. 888-808-1019. I mean, I went back. I mean, this has been a long show. Coming up on the last hour. Casamigos, big shot of the night coming up in about 6 minutes. But earlier in the night, I talked about the possibility of starters going into the bullpen in the postseason because you do whatever it takes to win. And I talked about how Gerrit Cole was raring to go for the Astros in 2019. Never got that opportunity. All bets are off. You cannot go into the postseason married to Clay Holmes being your closer. You have plenty of options. I don't want to hear, Keith, they don't have anybody else. That's nonsense. They have a bunch of relievers. They have guys coming back. They better figure it out. They better find someone. Because you're going to be in one-run games. That's a game last night. That was the exact spot for Clay Holmes to come in and get his confidence and make the entire Yankee universe feel a little bit better. Hey, he did it there. Hey, one-run game. Clay he came in and got those three outs against the Detroit Tigers on national television, but he didn't. He couldn't do it again. So what else do you need to see? He has to blow another 10 saves? What else do you need to see? Losing my mind.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.